from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New York vehicle attack kills eight.
We got multiple casualties. This is a mass casualty situation
here. He was like, had two guns on him, and he was just running in the street.
A man said to have been armed with both paintball and pellet guns used a rental truck Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City. At least eight people, including five Argentines, were killed, several others injured before police shot and wounded the suspect, who is in custody. According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan and entered the U.S. legally in 2010. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf or a solo attack. Reuters news agency said the U.S. is pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published Wednesday, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as the New York Channel. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in a peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted.
The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of last week's election. This is VOA News. At least two officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Spain's high court has summoned them for a hearing on Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he was not running from justice.
I am not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety.
Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and his colleagues. Well, the next round of divorce talks between Britain and the European Union is now scheduled to get underway November the 9th in Brussels. British Brexit Secretary David Davis said he is aware the clock is ticking for Britain's departure, which is on schedule for March of 2019.
We are not holding up the process. I don't want to score any points. It's just a practical fact. I'd invited Mr. Barnier to come to London tomorrow, but he couldn't do it. He'd got a prior engagement. And we offered them the beginning of next week. They couldn't do that. So it's this latter part of next week will be when the negotiators engage, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and I'll be out there Friday. They can't do Monday, Tuesday. So I'll be out there Friday.
The slow pace of the talks is raising the possibility Britain may have to leave the EU without an agreement. Well, a suicide bomber struck the heavily fortified diplomatic quarter in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least five people on Tuesday and wounding many more. Islamic State claimed responsibility. The attack occurred as a U.S. monitoring agency said the Taliban insurgency has gained ground and influence in the last 6 months. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, Sigar, said as of August, the Taliban controlled 13%, more than 400 districts, up from 11% in February. Attorneys for Twitter, Facebook, and Google on Tuesday told U.S. lawmakers that Russian entities used their platforms to sow discord and disinformation during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. Facebook General Counsel Colin Stretch said the foreign actors used fake accounts to place ads in Facebook.
We saw this concerted effort to sow division and discord.
Twitter has taken action against the suspected Russian trolls, suspending 2,752 accounts. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.